Hello, audio boom fans. All one word here. And it's now, it's Saturday, the 25th of April, 2015. And it's now 9:30. I'm currently travelling up the A417 to join up eventually with the M5 to go to a place called Malvern. Or Malvern. I think as a north-easterner, I would call it Malvern. Anyway, I'm going to meet up with Graham Pearson, who's at Black73Cat. How you all doing, guys? And Adrian Wicks, who's at TurboStream. And we're going to a place called... a thing called The Outdoor Show, run by a company called Backpack and Light. And it's a trade show, essentially. The stands will be outdoor gear. And I'm quite excited about it. At least I feel excited about it. I'm kind of getting away to do something in a really cruel way without the wife and children. And I only say that so I can concentrate 100% on what I'm looking at, you know. God, this is really bad because I've... this is like the third time now I'm saying I'm happy to be away from the wife and kids when I'm actually not. Believe you me, I'm not happy to be away from them. And I kind of wish they were all with me, but, you know, the kids aren't really... Well, I suppose tomorrow might be, but, you know, they won't be interested in looking at things and speaking to... speaking to these companies about the kid that they sell. But anyway, I'm not going to dwell on that. Afterwards, we're going up a walk... we're going on a walk up the Worcestershire Beacon, I think it is. Oh, God, Adrian, I'm really sorry. And it's Adrian Wicks who's hosting this walk today. So no pressure, Adrian. No pressure. But they won't be listening to this until, you know, much later on. Anyway, so weather currently overcast. It had just stopped raining just before I left home. It was wet, it was humid is what it was. Current temperature outside, according to the car temperature gauge, is 15.5 degrees centigrade. And the road as I head... Well, I'm going north, actually. The road as I head north is actually now, for the first time, dry. It's been wet until now. Not much traffic. Not that you're interested in all of this, probably. Anyway... this morning, listened to Mac McColgan's post from yesterday, I think it might have been. I'm sure it was yesterday. I say this because I use Downcast for iOS to download and listen to podcasts and audio boom recordings. And they're dropping in just randomly. I don't know. I've kind of... commented on this before that it's only started since Audio Boom decided to put that flipping sign in gate in the way, so you have to have an account to listen to content on Audio Boom. So now things just randomly drop in and things take ages to upload / download. Oh, it's a nightmare. So thank you very much, Audio Boom. You've proper dropped the or hide the spanner in the works. So what Mac was saying, Mac came out with a very funny thing, saying he was going to see a man about a dog, and he didn't know where that saying come from. Well, I, ladies and gentlemen, know exactly where that saying comes from. Oh yes, so pin them back and switch to receive. Right then, so. I do you know what? When Max said he was going to see a man about a dog, it brought back so many memories of my dad saying that he was going to see a man about a dog every time he walked out that kitchen door out to the car whether he was going to work or scouts or wherever he was going. And the origin of that little term, I don't know whether many people heard about it, but it's really strange because I've started using it very recently, right? And I've been using this saying for about 2-3 months now. I'm off to see a man about a dog. And so everybody actually thinks I'm going to see about a dog. I've had a few comments saying, we've already got a dog. And the truth of it is dog, it's a Geordie term. It's a Geordie term, believe it or not. And if I said dog is a bottle of Newcastle Brown Ale, I think the penny might be dropping. So, one of the local Geordie local nicknames for Newcastle Brown Ale is dog. if you say it like a Geordie, it's derg. I'm off for a bottle of derg. Oh God, good times. So basically, it was a bit of a code. And so when the husband kind of wanted to escape from the house, he used to say to his wife, I'm off to see a man about a dog, when he actually meant I'm going to the pub. I just think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant term. It's a brilliant term. So yeah, I'm going to see a man about a dog. It's about kind of nipping off and going to the pub. And then, I think it's brilliant because these wives, you know, these miners' wives, it was miners more than anything, these miners' wives wouldn't actually know what they were talking about. I'm off to see a man about a dog. Brilliant. Well done, Mac. Thank you.